because of the advanced information technology, what's happening? You need less number of manpower because manual work is taken over by the computers. And for the manual work which was done by 100 people earlier, now with 2 people who are software specialists can take over their work, and hence you need less number of manpower for that. Similarly, gradually even the software specialist number is decreasing because of the artificial intelligence and CAD, CAN, etc., various kinds of new technologies that have developed in information technology, which has led to all these problems, and even outsourcing is occurring whereby the permanent employees are reduced because of the global competition that's there. Then the level of technology also determines the kind of HR required, because the competent people who have got the know-how of that particular new technology that has come, which you want to implement in your hospital, will be required, while the older ones who were using the older technology which you are going to remove, which has become obsolete now, naturally either they upgrade their knowledge and skill towards the new technology, or they become redundant for your hospital and probably you may have to remove them. Then international factors like demand and supply of HR in various countries also is going to affect the manpower planning for your hospital. As I told you, nurses and paramedical staff are in scarcity because other countries need them more, and they are attracting them with paying them higher salary and higher perks and accommodation and other things, whereby we are getting scarcity of these experts in our country. So these were all the external factors, and now let's understand about certain internal factors for manpower planning in hospitals. First and foremost will be hospital strategies. It is regarding whether hospital is thinking of expanding or whether it is thinking of diversifying in some other industry along with it, or whether they are thinking of alliance with other hospitals. So all that will decide what number of manpower you will need, what kind of competencies more you will need now because of diversification. So that also is going to affect your manpower planning. Then what are your HR policies, whether you want to promote from within or whether you want to take the external specialist in that particular field by paying them more also, that also will affect your manpower planning. What is the quality of human resource required? Because suppose a particular competency required for the new technology or the new diversification that you have done for your hospital is not available within your employees, then necessarily you have to take from outside. So that also will affect. And then when you are taking an expert from outside, you have to pay them much more than your own employees in a similar position at times. So your compensation also will vary. And overall, even what is the quality of work life, whether your HRM is going to take care of the work life balance of your employees or not, that also will affect your manpower planning. Because if you want to take care of the work-life balance of your people, you are not going to allow them to do overtime, which means that you will have to recruit more number of manpower for your hospital. Then comes job analysis, like job description and job specification will tell you what kind of expertise will be required, what kind of competent people you require for this. Then what are the time horizons, whether it's a short term for 2 to 3 years or for 5 to 10 years you are looking at, that also will tell you what kind of manpower you will need. And the type and quality of information necessary for running your hospital based on the requirement of the government of the land, based on the federal laws, etc., will also decide about manpower. Then the trade unions, which will decide about the number of working hours, recruitment sources, that whether you have to take the children of the employees who are working in that hospital or not, compulsorily, say 20 to 30% or not, and all those that are being negotiated during the collective bargaining will have to take into consideration while deciding about manpower planning in the hospital. So these are, in short, the factors affecting HRP diagrammatically. So human resource planning, when you do, you'll have to see what is the organizational growth cycle. Is it on the growth or decline state? Whether it is embryonic, growth, maturity or decline state. Then comes environmental uncertainties are going to be there because of some disasters, some problems. Then there are people who are very competitive, and because of the global competition that's occurring, cost cutting is very, very essential. And there comes the question of outsourcing, where you can get some of the expert service at much cheaper rate as compared to your permanent employees, and that will require to remove some of the manpower from your organization, or no new recruitment for non-critical activities. Outsourcing is done. Then nature of jobs being filled. What are the nature of jobs? Whether you need the core competent people, then naturally you'll have to fill them. Type and quality of forecasting information. What's the type of the forecasting information? Is it really very relevant and thoroughly checked that this is a must? Then your time horizons, whether it is for 2 years or 5 years or 10 years. Then type and strategy of the organization also is going to affect manpower planning, by whether it wants to go in for expansion, whether it wants to go in for diversification, whether it wants to go in for alliance, mergers and acquisitions, etc. So all these factors will affect your HRP. So once you have understood thoroughly what's the scope of manpower planning, what are the objectives of manpower planning, and what are the factors which can affect your manpower planning, let's study what is the process of manpower planning. So the steps of manpower planning will be, first you'll have to do the scrutiny of the present personnel strength, that how many people are there with you. What type of hospital is your, is it a secondary care, tertiary care, primary care? What are the number of departments and how many employees are there in each department, and what are their competencies, and if required, whether some of them can be transferred from one department to the other based on the seasonal requirement. Then you anticipate the manpower need based on your forecasting of future demands by manpower forecasting techniques. So demand forecast can be done by various techniques, like manager who are individual department managers can forecast that this was the past trend, so now we'll need this many more number of people. You can do trend analysis by ratio analysis, etc., that in season usually we get in this particular season an extended number of cases of diarrhea and typhoid and cholera and leptospirosis, etc., in monsoon. So you will need more number of medical wards at that time, more number of physicians and other technicians, lab technicians and other people. So we will need more because of the floods that have occurred outside, the environmental conditions have changed, and so on and so forth. So based on that, anticipate what will be the demand of the manpower required. It can be trend analysis, it can be Delphi technique, it can be ratio technique, etc. So we have already seen this expert forecast through Delphi technique, where the experts in that field are provided with the data, and then they give you that this many manpower will be required. Then it is being exchanged through a common source, and then they again rework on that and they finalize that this is the type of manpower required for this hospital. Trend analysis tells you regarding the past records and the future extrapolation of that. Then workload, overall how much is the workload, overall what is the standard, how much a person can work. Suppose you are thinking about appointing a lab technician, how many blood samples normally a person can process in a day. So based on that, what are the number of samples you are collecting based on the number of patients in your hospital, number of beds in your hospital. Then work out how many in OPD they are coming, then work out towards say around 50 routine investigations of urine can be done by one technician. then overall you are having so many patients and so many routine investigations are needed. So based on that, you can calculate how many technicians for that particular purpose will be needed. So workload analysis will tell you that overall workforce analysis, if this many number of people are looking after this many patients now and this many patients are extrapolated, that there will be increase in 20% patients, then based on that you can calculate. And there are other mathematical models of regression analysis, statistical analysis, etc., which will tell you the demand. Then developing employment programs, which will be recruitment, selection based on the job requirement, job analysis that you have done. The managers have told you that this many posts are vacant because of retirement, dismissals, or the new requirement based on the workload. So go for recruitment selection procedures and placement plans. Then design training programs for upgrading their skills or for new employees to understand the nitty-gritty of how to do this work, and based on the new technologies that you are going to adopt, so to improve skills, capability and knowledge. Investigation of turnover of personnel, find out what is the overall resignations, retirements, dismissals in a year for your hospital in various departments, and it can be due to wrong selection, wrong placement, low salary, poor working conditions, lack of promotional avenues, future studies, marriage, etc. So through exit interview, one can find out some of these reasons and then extrapolate that to find out what should be done to prevent this kind of turnover in future, and what kind of people should be selected rightly, and how you can minimize this kind of turnover, one can find out. So let's understand the schematic diagram of HRP planning process, where you are forecasting personnel needs, assessing your personnel supply, matching the demand supply factors through personnel related programs. Environmental aspect, one has to see the factors already we have learned based on the legal point of view, labor policies, IR policies, the government policies regarding the SCST, Scheduled Caste, Scheduled Tribe and other things. Then technological aspect, the global aspect, so various environmental factors one has to take into consideration. One has to think about what are the organizational objectives and policies. Based on that, what HR programming you have done, which will be from HR need forecast and supply forecast, then you are going to implement this program and then control and evaluate this program, which will tell us ultimately whether you are going to have a surplus or shortage of manpower. If it is surplus, you are going to restrict the new hiring, you are going to suggest people to take voluntary retirement, and you can lay off certain people who have become redundant or obsolete. If it is shortage, then you can go for recruitment and selection, overtime if required, if it is a seasonal thing, and outsourcing certain non-essential activities if required. So let's understand the requisites for successful human resource planning. Human resource planning must be recognized as integral part of corporate planning. When you are doing strategic planning for your hospital, whether you want to diversify, whether you want to expand, whether you want to reduce certain specialties because you are not getting adequate number of patients in that specialty. So based on that, you decide about your midterm and long term human resource planning. But whenever the HR managers are doing this human resource planning, the top management has to give full support, otherwise they cannot be done. Because if they feel it is not required, and if they feel whenever we need manpower, we can easily get it from outside, then you cannot plan for the human resource for future based on your growth cycle, based on your expansion plans, based on your strategies, etc. The responsibilities must be centralized so that there are no diverse views. Personnel records should be complete, up to date, and they should be readily available, which is very, very essential to find out what are the competent people available, where you can do the flexibility of them by doing multi-skilling if required, in which department you have got surplus, where they can be transferred to other department. So personnel records should be complete. They should be up to date because some of them may have undergone certain specialized courses to upgrade their skills or training programs they have attended, whereby these skills can be utilized in certain other ways. Also will tell you how to accommodate them in other departments or in a technologically upgraded view, so that you may need some less number of people instead of having so many people in that department. Then comes data collection, should be thorough, accurate. You should analyze them properly by having good software programs. You should have techniques of planning by using Delphi technique and ratio trend analysis and statistical techniques, etc. And the plans should be constantly revised and improved as required based on the analysis that you have done. So ultimately, once you are doing the proper human resource planning, as we have seen the objectives of that, need of this and scope of this, let me tell you what are the benefits of human resource planning. Manpower planning ensures optimum use of whatever human resources are available to you. So best utilization, optimal utilization of your human resources will be there if you are doing the manpower planning. It is useful not only for the organization but also for the nation, because it can improve the employability of the people by enhancing their skills and all. It generates facilities to educate people in the organization. It plans for better working conditions for your people. It boosts the geographical mobility of the labor whenever it is required, and it provides smooth working even after expansion of the organization, because when you expand organization, naturally you will need more manpower and the different kind of competencies also may be required. So if you have done the career planning of your own people, you have upgraded their skills, then they can be utilized for this. It creates healthy atmosphere of encouragement and motivation in the organization. When you have done the career planning through manpower planning properly, it will create a congenial environment for all the employees of your organization. It will motivate the people to go ahead in their career and they will develop, and your training in that case will become more effective because the training imparted to them is based on the training need assessment, is based on the requirement of the expansion or competencies required, and then it is being implemented by these employees who have learned certain new things immediately, whereby the training is going to become effective and the people will become more efficient in their work. It provides help for career development of the employees, and it can improve the services of patients at large. It will also lead to succession planning. Whenever some senior person is going to retire, you have got the second rung people ready who can take over their position smoothly, and the functioning of the department is not going to be hampered at all. Well, we have seen the various benefits of human resource planning. At the same time, one should also know what are the barriers to human resource planning. Some of the top people, top management people also question and say that human resource planning is really a future oriented and the future is uncertain. So why to do so much of headache for human resource planning? And we can get enough number of people whenever needed. Then there are HR professionals who are perceived as experts in handling people and not business. And hence strategic planning, which is an important aspect to be incorporated into the manpower planning, is not thought of as the top management thinks. If the HR manager can only look after the people and not the strategies of the hospital, then naturally manpower planning is not required by the top management and then it is sidelined. Financial forecasting takes precedence over human resource planning most of the time. People are very much worried about the financial planning all the time. In their AGM, they want to please the shareholders by showing them more profits, and that's why they are always worried about the financial planning, and they sideline the manpower planning. There is many times a conflict between short-term and long-term HR needs of the hospital. So many times the line managers are thinking about fulfilling the short-term needs of manpower and they sideline the long-term needs of manpower, which hamper in future to the efficiency of the manpower and achievement of the objectives of the hospital in long run. But these people have got myopic vision and hence they do not bother for this kind of future planning. There's many times a conflict between quantitative and qualitative approach to manpower. People look into only number of people required for my department rather than what kind of skills required for this, what kind of competencies are required by this number of people who can do this. If you have got the right quality people, then probably if they are going to work very efficiently and effectively, instead of four people, two or three people can easily do that work and the number may be reduced and it will be more cost effective also. Non-involvement of operating managers. At times the operating managers are so busy in their day-to-day activities that they do not cooperate with the HR managers for forecasting and planning for the manpower for future, in which case naturally without their support HR managers cannot properly do manpower planning and it fails. Well, due to the overwork done by employees, due to the higher profitability expected by the top management with the global competition that is occurring, cost cutting is becoming very, very common thing, which has led to imposing higher and higher targets within a time frame to the employees, which leads to lot of pressure or stress on these employees, which will lead to fatigue and mental stress, will lead to various complications occurring in physical health as well as mental health of the employees, leading to excessive sickness absenteeism, which is on rise, and again because of that you need more manpower and manpower planning fails. So this is the way we have learned the importance of manpower planning, which is a prime function of any hospital as far as the HR people are concerned, HR managers are concerned, where they have to forecast what is the present manpower available with us, what are the competencies they are having, how you can improve upon that so that they become more efficient and effective and utilize the present manpower optimally and upgrade their skills and knowledge and competencies, so that whenever the new technologies are going to come, and they are bound to come because change is the only constant thing in this world, and then you can utilize that manpower to the optimally, and cost effectiveness also will be there. And then based on this, we have seen how you can take into consideration various external factors in the form of government policies, IR, labor policies, the market, labor market conditions, etc., the internal factors in the form of your competencies of your people, the strategic expansion mode or the decline mode or whatever is there, or whether you are going to go for alliances and all, and the strengths and weaknesses of internal people, and the right kind of training programs which you can upgrade to enhance the skills of your people who can then work for the new technology as well. The information technology, which is improving day by day, leading to reduction in manpower required and upgradation of the skills of people in information technology with better reporting system, and all these factors taken into consideration, one has to think about the demand forecast and the supply forecast for the future of your manpower will help you in assessing whether there is a surplus or the shortage, and accordingly you need to take the planning of your manpower. Well, we have learnt about some of the barriers of the manpower planning and the scope and importance of the manpower planning as well, and how to overcome them as far as possible so that one can effectively and efficiently utilize the manpower and upgrade their skills by doing proper career planning and succession planning for the organization will go a long way in achieving the hospital objectives and goals efficiently, and this will lead to better patient satisfaction, and quality services can be given to the patients and their relatives, which will help the name and fame of the hospital world over, and we can stand in the global competition at a higher level. Thank you.